triple fatal fire, it may be arson. This is John Maher, WABC News. Three adults are dead. A 12-year-old boy has burned over 50% of his body in a house fire this morning in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Firemen in Bridgeport say there have been a series of fires in the area. This one is suspected of being a case of arson. Despite a tentative settlement with the pressmen, the Times and Daily News are still at odds with the drivers' union. The drivers want the publishers to replenish their pension and welfare fund. The fund was drained during the strike. The publishers so far have refused. They'll talk about it again this afternoon. Police raided an apartment in Brooklyn's Crown Heights section last night. They report the arrest of two men and two women and seizure of 150 pounds of marijuana, a machine gun, and a pistol. The Koch administration says it's not going to enforce its new law requiring that new municipal workers live within the city limits until it sees the results of an appeal. A Supreme Court justice has ruled that that residency law does not apply to uniformed city employees. The greenback making a comeback. Here's Bill Larson.
You're listening to what is possibly one of the tightest newscasts in the country. The stories here run an average of 10 seconds each. This particular set of stories lasts about a minute. It goes straight into the network newscast. WABC mostly runs five-minute newscasts, but news director Paul Ehrlich says even there, it's no accident that the writing is concise.
The rules are pretty much the same. Obviously, on a one-minute newscast or two-minute newscast, in your stories, unless you're going to take the whole newscast for one story, you're going to tell a story in two lines or maybe three and try to get seven or eight stories into that 1 minute. And in a five-minute newscast, strictures are a lot looser, naturally. Still, in a five-minute newscast, you have to write concise. You have to be concise. You have to condense. You have to look for the word that will tell a phrase and the phrase that will tell a sentence, the sentence that will tell a paragraph. It's common sense. The trick is only in the execution. And some people have that pretty well right off the bat. Others learn it through experience and practice. There's no great trick to it. You write positive sentences, simple sentences, declarative sentences. I don't even know what all those words mean, but I've heard them so often, and I know that's what we do. Exposition, nothing involved. You stay away from parenthetic phrases. You don't say, John Jones, the mayor of New York City. You say, John Jones did, and then in your next sentence, the mayor did. You look for tricks that are going to save time, but that don't shortcut through anything that's essential. That's the other point. You may have to stop at a certain point and not tell anymore, but you have to make sure that you're convinced that you have told the essence of a story. Sometimes you will take a shaggy dog story. That's not very important, but that does take some time to tell, and you're just going to have to go those six or seven sentences to make it come across, or you might want to for a change of pace. No problem there. Primarily, though, you do write short, and you condense conversational, present tense, when possible, direct.
Four men are under arrest in what New York police describe as another dent in the so-called Minnesota pipeline. Two men from Yonkers and two men from Minnesota charged with bringing 15 and 16-year-old girls from the Midwest to work New York City streets as prostitutes. Four former cheerleaders for NFL teams, girls were fired for posing for Playboy magazine, say they're the victims of hypocrisy on the part of the league owners. All four young women met with reporters here in Manhattan yesterday. Jacqueline Roars, who used to be on the cheerleading squad of the Chicago Bears, says the owners got cold feet about the pictures after telling the girls to go ahead.
We are dancers, we are performers. That is what we are constantly told. Now the home office, the bear office, is turning around saying, no, these girls are cheerleaders. I do not believe that a honey bear leads 50,000 people in a bear down bear cheer. They can't even hear us. As a matter of fact, we were told to mouth a lot of the cheers because they sounded childish. And to me, that's a key word, childish.
Jacqueline Ward said the club owners wanted us out there in uniforms cut down to the navel. If they want a clean image, let them get 18-year-olds in bobby socks. The long newspaper strike in New York City may be coming to an end. A tentative settlement announced yesterday, and the publishers hope to be back in print by Sunday. After the agreement with the pressmen, who began the walkout August 9th, the papers turned to working out contracts with four lesser unions, the drivers, the paper handlers, machinists, and auto mechanics. Talks with the drivers were cessed last night. They'll resume this afternoon.
Does the writing here and at other stations, is it out of necessity geared to a certain audience, the audience that the music is trying to hit?
The answer is yes, okay? But what does that mean? It does not mean that we resort to jargon. It does not mean that in our delivery we try to imitate a rapid-fire machine gun-paced disc jockey. No, what it means is that we won't give you an Encyclopedia Britannica type of language. It's nice to have flair. You will find that a lot of the top newsmen in this city, which is maybe the or one of the prime markets that news people want to get to, what do they have that other people don't have? Sometimes they don't have anything. There are marvelous news people in very small markets sometimes, and sometimes they're there out of choice. Other times they just didn't get the break. But what distinguishes the good newsman in New York, maybe from a, let's put it this way, from a young person who's just starting out who hasn't sharpened all his skills yet, or who may never make it, is a certain amount of flair, number one, certain amount of confidence, number two, quickness, number three. That doesn't mean quickness in one-liners or in repartee, but it means a kind of confidence, a kind of ability to tell something in not just the right words, but to make the newscast live, to make the story be a little bit different than it is on cold, hard, dry paper. And that's experience, it's talent. That's an interest. It's conveying some kind of zest. That doesn't mean you have to be bright and chippy and chirpy. If you can be very, very solemn and weighty and still have a marvelous way of telling. Paul Harvey is one of these people. He's an old guy. He's like that, but it's effective. It works, whether you agree with his philosophies or not. I don't think our language is really very different from Walter Cronkite, for instance. It is different from, I don't know if you folks are familiar with WQXR here, that is the classical music station. It is also the station of the New York Times. It has some almost octogenarian announcers, and it's kind of stuffy.